Perth Live Sport with Brad Hardy. For Ross's Auctioneers and Valuers. Auctions weekly at 453 Orong Road, Welshpool. Visit auctions.com.au.
Yes, indeed. Good afternoon, Brad.
G'day, Carl. Friday is our favourite day of the week out there at Ross's Auction. Frankie Lee and his team, if you want something for the weekend, perhaps a little convivial, you can get online, mate. They have a great wine auction on a Friday. Easy one for us today, mate, is who is the best test batsman in the world right now, currently? 9221882 and why?
Yes.
I think initially, Carl, it would have been Kohli or Smith, but you and I were discussing the merits of Labuschagne the other day, how he'd gone from 110 up to 4.
Yep.
Well, he's got to be somewhere in the argument now, doesn't he?
I mean, I think you're right. The trouble is when you're trying to make these decisions, you also have to look at consistency over time, I suppose. And, you know, that's the issue. A rapid improvement is great, but continual performance over time is critical, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, let's throw it over to the listeners. They might have a view on that. 9221882. He's scored 4 test tons this particular summer already.
He's,
as I say, he's taken his chances, hasn't he? Because Steve Smith got concussion over there in England and he hasn't looked back.
Absolutely. And Peter's online. He's got a view about that. Good afternoon, Peter.
Yeah, good afternoon, Carl. Good afternoon, Brad. I don't want to be un-Australian here, but I'm going to have to throw my vote in for Virat Kohli, Indian captain.
Yeah.
I just think he's been doing it year in and year out. And look, Labuschagne will get there, hopefully, to put my Australian cap back on. But at this stage, I'll throw my vote in for Virat Kohli, boys.
Yeah, that's a fair call. I mean, because at the moment we don't see a lot of what Kohli's doing at the world level. You know, they're sort of outside, out of mind, aren't they? And Labuschagne, look, the Kiwis have been a bit disappointing. Bar Wagner, I mean, they really haven't troubled our batsmen all that greatly, have they? So whereas before, probably Kohli and Smith have got the runs on the boards because they've taken it against all comers.
Thanks, Peter. Now, Brad, I bet you there'll be a lot of people sitting listening to this show having a beer in their backyard with an opinion about who currently is the best test batsman in the world and why. We would love to hear from them. 9221882. Let us know. We'd love to have a conversation with you about it. So far, we've got Kohli, who's listed, and a couple of others might take the honours. But while we're waiting for some calls, Brad, how's the test going?
Well, we're in pretty good shape. Look, it was we finished it 3 for 283. Good toss for Payne to win. He tosses a good win, won the win, but he won the toss and we elected the bat. We're 3 for 283. Labuschagne's out, 130 not out. Wade, 22 not out. Warner in amongst the runs again with 45. Smith was interesting because it took him 39 balls to get off the mark. So, but eventually he rattled up 63. So, and the Kiwis had a lot of illness too, Carl, because of the fact they had to make 5 changes. That's remarkable in a game of cricket. I mean, that's in a 5-11, that's almost 50% of your team. Obviously, we spoke about Williamson and Nichols and Satin, who was probably going to get dropped anyway, but they didn't come up from the flu symptoms, which is quite remarkable in my eyes. I mean, you don't see too many sporting people miss, games of sport through a flu, you know. So, obviously, that, and they decided to leave Tim Southee out as well. So a lot of changes there for the Kiwis. But we are well and truly on top, Carl, my friend.
Now, Ashley's called in. He's got a view. Good afternoon, Ashley.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you going?
Good.
Good, Ash. Happy New Year to you, belatedly.
Yeah, you too, young fella. I think there's only one answer to this question based on the question, which was who is currently the best batsman in the world.
Yep.
So Marnus Labuschagne wins it hands down. Kohli and Smith aren't currently the best batsmen in the world. They've been overtaken, maybe momentarily, but the fact is you said currently.
Mm.
So there's only one answer.
Yeah, right now he's got to, as we say, he's got to be, I think Carl and I were both coming from the same corner in regards, and Peter, in regards to, you know, the longevity of what these players have been able to do. But as you say, you can't argue with the numbers right at the minute, Carl. You can only play who you're playing. And at the moment, Labuschagne's just turning them all on their head.
And it's always going to be a bit subjective. Julian's online. He's got a view. Good afternoon, Julian.
Good afternoon, Carl. Good afternoon, Brad. As Ash said, it's got to be Labuschagne simply because of sheer numbers in the last sort of 6 months. Smith, you know, was doing all right in the Ashes, then got hit and has struggled since. Kohli hasn't done a lot. And the cricket bail thing you were talking about yesterday with the zinc bails, according to the manufacturer, they're no heavier than the heavy bales they use when it's in really windy conditions.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I think they may be different if they're not windy conditions. There's obviously a difference in weight if they're if there's not gusting winds, I would imagine. So, interesting one. Good one.
Okay.
Well done. Nice effort, Julian. Good stuff.
Thanks, Julian. Now, Burns needs some runs, I think, doesn't he?
Oh, he does. He does. I mean, look, everybody else is getting amongst it. Again, he had a perfect opportunity today. Made 18, Carl. Look, he's played in all five test matches so far this summer. He made 216 on an average of 30, which is not bad, but it's not great either. You know what I mean? So just needs to get amongst them in the second gig, I reckon, to just try and reinforce the fact that we need to keep him at the top two along with Warner. They're doing well, but, Burns, it's a big score here and a big score there, but not much in between. So you're absolutely right there, my friend. He does need to get some runs.
Well, we've given cricket a bit of a hammer in this afternoon, but the ATP tennis has begun.
Yeah, a lot of people are up. Where can we can see it on Channel 9. That's where you can see it because that's where it's being broadcast. And Australia play Germany tonight. That begins in Brisbane, 2 hours behind Perth, 1 hour behind Melbourne. And that's Dimonoa and Kyrgios will kick us off up there in Brisbane. So anybody who's keen on having a look at the ATP, you and I are waiting to see how it all pans out. If you want to watch it, it's on Channel 9.
Good on you, Brad. Thanks for joining us today.
All right, mate. And I know you're being paid by Channel 9 to fill in, Carl, but you're not making as much money as Floyd Mayweather did in the last decade. $1.25 billion he made, so you probably wouldn't take a pay cut to go into the boxing ring, would you?
No. I'll probably go up and see Channel 9 and see if they want to up my salary a little bit.
Throwing a couple of vital records for you, mate.
Good on you, Brad. Catch you soon. No worries.
Perth Live Sport with Brad Hardy for Ross's Auctioneers and Valuers. Auctions weekly at 453 Orong Road, Welshpool. Visit auctions.com.au.